Dantor Audio presents Scandals of Classic Hollywood, Sex, Deviance, and Drama from the Golden Age of American Cinema by Anne Helen Peterson, narrated by Romy Nordlinger. Introduction. On July 26, 2006, Mel Gibson, 80s hunk, 90s director, thousands oddball, was arrested for driving under the influence. He was visibly drunk and combative, and hurled misogynistic, anti-Semitic slurs at the arresting officers. Within hours, Gibson's disheveled mugshot had gone viral, as had the audio tape of his arrest, thanks to upstart website TMZ.com. The story made TMZ, but more important, it destroyed Gibson, whose personal and professional lives immediately fell apart. His marriage collapsed, work dried up. The man so powerful that he could make a film graphically detailing the death of Christ, a millionaire many, many times over, couldn't make a hit film in Hollywood. Today, Gibson is slowly reappearing in supporting roles, but save some remarkable redemptive gesture, his career as a leading man is over. Had this happened just 70 years ago, Gibson's fate would have been dramatically different. He would have been signed to a studio contract, complete with a morality clause to govern his behavior, and he'd have had studio-employed fixers, the hidden yet essential cogs in the star-making machine, to clean up after him in case of scandal. The fixers would erase all traces of the incident. The police would be paid off, the report would disappear. To the public at large, he'd...